Historically, government assassinations are often carried out with a patsy to take the fall and a professional or team of professionals to execute the target. This ensures success and gives the appearance that there was no conspiracy. It all gets blamed on a mentally disturbed lone gunman. But the alleged would-be Trump assassin was willing to go on a suicide mission. It was an easy shot, and he had at least 5 years of marksmanship training. The independent work of Asget Industries shows how our young suicide assassin could have been the lone gunman. But she is restricted to using the limited information we have gotten. According to the sound analysis of Mike Adams, there were at least three shooters.
I think round one is probably Crooks. Round two is Crooks. Round three is Crooks. I think these three rounds are Crooks. It's my guess. Rounds four and five are from the same distance as Crooks, but they are not Crooks. I think rounds four and five, right here, I think rounds four and five are from a rogue Secret Service team in the building that Crooks was on top of. So that's my guess. Round six is from medium range sniper. Round seven is long range sniper.
Several witnesses that day claimed that there was a second shooter in the water tower.
And I just screamed, "It's the sniper, it's the sniper," and he was firing down toward the water tower.
That's what we're hearing.
Fox News live streamed the following testimony, but omitted it from final edits.
At the fence where the other shooter was, there was one I heard in the water tower, there was one by the fence.
And still, obviously, initial reports.
NBC live streamed the following testimony of a woman who was in the front row.
He could see the sharpshooter on the behind Trump. He said the sharpshooter shot to the left. He killed the gentleman in the water tower here.
And omitted the following from the final edit.
Now they feel that there was two shooters on both sides. So they got the one on the tower on this side, but the one on the right side they never got. So that's why they wanted us to leave immediately, because they thought there's still a shooter out there somewhere. I'm glad that guy's no longer with us anymore in that tower. And I hope they get the other one too.
Images of the water tower show a shadow at the very top. Frame by frame analysis shows what could be described as muzzle flash or the reflection of a scope lens. Before any shots were fired, police were seen running towards the water tower.
Oh wow, where are they running to?
Multiple shooters makes more sense, but then how did they miss? Many are insisting that it was a staged event to inflame Trump's popularity.
We still don't know for sure whether Donald Trump was hit by a bullet, whether he was hit by glass fragments, whether he was hit by shrapnel. We don't have those details. We actually have no details from his physician, even though this man is still a Secret Service protected, you know, and presidential candidate. We knew almost nothing. Why? Why don't we know that much? We don't know why, for 9 full seconds, Donald Trump was allowed to stand back up during an active shooting, an active shooter situation, even though they, at that point, had said the shooter was down. How would have they know? How would they have known if there were more shooters or not? Nobody knew that there could have been 5 shooters for all they knew. Yet they allowed him to stand up in the middle of that, you know, crisis and pose for a photo and fist pump the air so he could get the iconic photo. And then they allowed him to stand up again outside of the SUV instead of just shoving him into the SUV. That seems really unusual. What is the actual injury to Donald Trump's ear that's under that bandage? Shouldn't we know that by now?
If it was fake, it was a flawless performance. And if it was authentic, it was not only sloppy, it was a millimeter away from chaos. Either way, Trump is now seen by many religious people as being ordained by God, and by others as being the Antichrist, who believers have been expecting to survive an assassination attempt. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.